Now, it's time for a little R&R.
Ball into the bucket, lays it up and in.
Ball game, Rizzo!
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy!
Well, after a weekend of a little drama, a little gossip, where's he going? Lane made his decision. That's right, the Ole Miss head coach formerly. The Ole Miss head coach formerly the Florida Atlantic. The Owl head coach down here in Boca. Lane Kiffin decides to emphatically and dramatically leave Ole Miss high and dry, and he tried to burn the place down on his way out. Some terrible PR, all the reports coming out that Saturday was a bit of a stalemate between Ole Miss brass and Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin wanted to go to LSU to take their head coaching position in football and also wanted to coach Ole Miss throughout the college football playoff. Is the calendar wrong? Yes. Should these coaches even be making decisions at this point? No. Did Lane make his own bed? Yes. As stupid and as bad of optics as you could possibly imagine from Lane Kiffin. As he takes the LSU head coaching job and reportedly got two planes from LSU going to Baton Rouge from Oxford and told his assistant coaches, get on the plane or you're not coming at all. Basically giving his assistant coaches and the team an ultimatum on whether you want to coach or play in the playoff or come with him to LSU, who will not be playing in any meaningful games the rest of the year.
It sounds like an evil villain with a ransom note.
It was,
I mean, honest to God, right?
Yeah, it was a little movie villain. Nonetheless, that's Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Katt. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday weekend, a rejuvenating weekend with a lot of football, a lot of action to follow and to break down. We got you for the next 3 hours today up until 7 o'clock. We're streaming on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X at ESPN West Palm, ESPN South Florida app. And you can catch us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Just go to Russo and Rizzo. I was on the boat the whole time that Lane Kiffin was going to leave. I never thought it'd be like this. But the one thing about it is if there is anything that's a constant in his career is he's going to have an ugly exit.
Yep.
That's just been the story of Lane Kiffin's career, whether you want to go to the Raiders, you want to go to Tennessee, you want to go to USC, you want to go to Alabama. There have always been a tumultuous exit, whether it be dismissed by Saban before the national championship game, whether it be the airport incident with USC, Tennessee after bailing to go take USC, and now this, and now Ole Miss. His reputation has taken a big hit despite it already being in poor standing.
Right.
It has been a six to seven, eight-year type of public image rebuild period post Nick Saban, I would say, dismissing him from the team from Alabama before the game as the offensive coordinator of the team.
Right.
It's been a little bit of a PR rebuild. Went to FAU, finally got Ole Miss, a school that needs a little bit of a shot in the arm. He definitely gives them that shot in the arm. They've had a tremendous season. They're in the playoff. They're going to get a home game. And then he leaves like this. Now, Lane will tell you, and the people at ESPN who share Lane's agent will tell you.
Nice call.
That, you know what? Ole Miss should have let him coach. I don't know why Ole Miss didn't let him coach. Shouldn't you let him finish what he started? I'd make the argument that Lane himself made the decision not to finish what he started when he decided to go to another job. I can't listen to that.
No.
Lane looks as bad here as you could possibly imagine, Mike.
I agree. And you said that he burns it all to the ground. And, I mean, that's what he does. He leaves it all in the rearview mirror for greener pastures. Now, what I have an issue with, this is LSU's second time doing this as a program as well. How bad was the Brian Kelly hire, hindsight 2020? Awful. What makes you think that this is going to be a good hire? And listen, for the record, numerous times on this program, I got to address it. I said, I am a Lane Kiffin man. It's hard to say that today. It really is. I'm over Lane Kiffin, and I'm over LSU. And I hope Ole Miss wins a couple of games in the playoff.
Yeah, that's going to be the Cinderella
right
now.
I like, as an Ohio State fan, that's my rooting interest. But outside of the Buckeyes, it's hard not to root for Ole Miss after Lane Kiffin burned that entire thing to the ground. The ransom note to his coaches was hysterical. Like, I was laughing out loud when I saw you have 4 hours to basically get on the airplane. Like, really? That's just so childish. It's childish. Everything about this situation was childish. I thought LSU handled themselves poorly, basically giving Kiffin an ultimatum, and then Kiffin handled that extremely poorly. Of course they were never going to allow you to coach. Do I agree with what ESPN is saying? Oh, just let him finish out the season. Yeah, I agree, but we all know that's not how this works. Ole Miss is a proud program.
I disagree with that. Yeah, I would never. My dead body can you coach this team.
But, like,
that?
We all knew, like, that was never going to happen. Like, as much as I think that's probably what should have happened here, instead of just completely making a horrible situation even worse, but, like, at least they found their head coach, I guess. They're hiring that defensive coordinator long-term.
Tate Golding.
Yes, excuse me. They're hiring him long-term. That guy was a DC for Alabama for years. Like, he knows what he's doing. But at the same time, like, this is the thing that stuck out to you the most with what you said is this is what he does. And I'm not – listen, 3-4 years down the line, I will not be shocked when LSU is still burning from the pillars. I mean, this is another, in my opinion, $13 million a year. My God, that's a lot of money, Colin.
Now, not a huge contract. It's a 6-year contract.
But at the same time, he's never, like, and listen, like I said, for numerous times in this program, I said I'm a lame guy. I believe in Kiffin as a coach, whatever. But, like, it's not like he's won a national championship. Right. You're not hiring Kirby Smart.
Won his conference.
You're not hiring Ryan Day. You're not hiring Kirby Smart. Even Dabo Sweeney. I know Dabo stinks right now, but he's won ACC championships and national championships. You're giving $13 million to a guy who just recently rebuilt his image into being a top-tier head coach. I don't know. I think it's a huge gamble by LSU, and I don't blame Ole Miss for what they did, saying get the hell out of Dodge. I personally think the better move would probably be to let him coach it out, but it was never going to happen. I know how big these SEC teams are with pride, and it was never going to happen, and that's wishful thinking.
I mean, yeah, if you're going to sit here and say that Ole Miss should have, you know, puckered up and just dealt with the idea and given him all the leverage in the world, saying, well, hold on, let me coach the team, but I'm still going to take this LSU job. Nonsense. Nonsense. Bull crap. Not letting you coach this team after leaving them high and dry for LSU, which is, yes, a step up higher. Yes, you're getting more money. Yes, it's a pay raise, but fine. But you can't sit here and take that job and expect a parade on the way out. You can't right. do that. That's a protected rivalry game. They play that once a year. They play Ole Miss every year. There are three protected rivalry games for Ole Miss. One of them is LSU. So what do you want to say? It's not one of LSU's biggest rivals. Fine. Well, it's one of Ole Miss's. They definitely think that LSU is a big enough team that they have to play yearly. It's a protected game in the conference. And Lane to sit here and talk to Marty Smith on the runway saying, hey, I tried to coach. I wanted to coach. I wanted to stick around, but they said no. And then he tries to, you know, play innocent child mode. Oh, you know, I understand. Lane, this is all a self-inflicted wound. Shame on you. Putting your coaches in that type of position, doing an all-players meeting the day after you win your rivalry game, trying to celebrate on getting a college football playoff home game, and you're going to take a step up on another job? What's the point? Grand scheme, what's the point of what you're doing if this is when you're going to hightail
out? I've also seen people say, why couldn't Lane and Ole Miss be adults about it and just wait till the end of the year and just kind of bury everything under the sand until after the college football playoff?
Fine, but Ole Miss also demanded an answer because Ole Miss wanted to know if they were going to extend him or not. And LSU wants to build a roster now.
And I think this is it all goes back to LSU. The second straight time when they're hiring a coach, it's an absolute nightmare for the other team. It was a nightmare for Notre Dame. Hindsight 2020, Freeman the better coach.
Yeah, Notre Dame's better off for it.
Correct. And maybe Ole Miss will be better off for it. I just, LSU and this backdoor dealing, how do you fix it? Like, how do you fix something like this? Is it you?
You got to change the calendar.
Okay.
But this is also a testament to Kiffin. This is to Kiffin's character. You don't care about what you're doing. You know, I mean, if I'm a player, how do I sit down and go play for Lane Kiffin because he cares so much about me and my development? Really? What over his career has showed you that?
It's hard
that he cares.
It's hard to defend Lane right now.
I mean,
it really is. How do you defend Lane Kiffin right now?
Let's put it like this. What's the point? You're coaching for what reason? All right, if you're at this level, the level that he's at, SEC, upper half, the goal is to try to win a title. Well, guess what? You're 3 wins away. You're three wins away, and one of which is going to be a home game.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an outside task? Is it a hard climb? Yes. What is the point? Why coach if this is when you're going to leave? You're just doing this for the game. You're not trying to win anything like that. What, you have a better chance? And everybody, you know, oh, he's got a better chance at LSU. He's three wins away. He's three wins away. They lost one game. What do you mean he's closer at LSU?
Right.
How? Look down the street. He's making $9 million. He would have made 10 or 11 or 12 had he signed an extension. Do they have the same NIL budget? No. They're 11-1. They found Trinidad Chambliss, who's one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC. They found him off of a Division II school. You don't need the money. It's about the coach. It's about the program.
He could have had the stadium named after him. That's another
thing. Why coach?
Thing. Yeah.
Why coach?
I know. It's odd.
This is why you do this.
It's odd.
You coach to be here. Why coach? What? I understand before the Duke's Mayo Bowl, you want to... All right. I could listen to that. If you're James Madison, if you're the coach of James Madison who just got the UCLA job, I understand that. If you're John Summerall, it's going to be at the University of Florida. We'll get into that. I get that. And I understand that Tulane's letting them coach. It's a clear step-up job. You're going from a Power 4. Any sort of Power 4 team that is in the SEC 11-1, can't listen to that. I can't listen.
So when Alabama comes calling for Lane, if say he has success at LSU, if Alabama comes calling...
Or is a high-tier NFL job, he's leaving.
Is he going to do the same thing?
Absolutely.
And not even care about... Like I said, guys, I...
LSU fan, listen to this. You didn't get a lifer. That's what you did. You didn't get a lifer. You're not getting somebody who's going to, you know, retire there. It's not going to happen.
No.
So, have fun with him for the 3-4 years that you do, because when he hightails it out of there, it doesn't matter when or how, and all those terrible rumors come out about him, about his character, and how edgy he is, don't look at anybody else.
It's just, you finally, if I'm Lane, I finally found a home, too. Like, nothing has panned out for Lane outside of the Alabama offensive coordinator gig, where he kind of screwed himself over, for better terms, because he took the FAU job and Saban fired him. I think rightfully so, by the way. But regardless, like, you finally found a place that you could set roots down in and build as your own program. Like I said, if he would have won a national championship there, or God forbid, a couple of SEC championships since the playoff games, he would have been the best coach ever in the history of the program. I don't get it. You finally found a home at Ole Miss, and you're going to go leave to go to LSU for for $3 million more dollars a year and a couple of NIL dollars more? I don't know. The whole thing just is bad. I texted you.
There's no doubt that LSU is a better job. There's no doubt. Nobody's doubting this.
But
why do this at this time?
But you get what I'm saying, and he found a home at Ole Miss. Like, it finally worked for him.
Yeah.
And it's a head coach somewhere finally worked for you. I thought that would mean something to Lane, and apparently it didn't. And he burnt it to the ground. And I texted our group chat with you, our content director, Brian Rowitz, and Christian Catt, our Russo and Rizzo chat. I said, guys, I'm done with the Lane Kiffin. I'm done with it. You were supposed to get an answer on Saturday in the morning. You never got it. Colin, the thing went into Sunday. Went into Sunday at midway through the 1 o'clock slate. We still didn't know where the hell he was.
It wasn't until overnight that basically everybody knew that Lane Kiffin was going to leave. And it was because he was at Keith Carter's house, who's the athletic director of Ole Miss. He was at him and the chancellor arguing, saying that he should be able to coach the playoff game, basically recruit every single player on the roster, develop those relationships even further, and then bring them all to LSU alongside the staff. That's what he wanted. He wants to recruit for LSU while coaching Ole Miss. If I'm Ole Miss, I say, screw that.
And they did.
Not a chance. Be petty for once. This is not being a bigger man. Be petty for once. There's times and places where you could be petty. This is one of them. Ole Miss was 1,000%, 1,000,000% right here. There is no world in which Lane Kiffin can sit here and play victim of the college football schedule, of the calendar, or of LSU and Ole Miss screwing him over. You can't say that. They gave you 6 years, they gave you a chance in the SEC, and you're having great success there, and you left. That's fine. If you want to leave, go take the bigger job, fine. But don't play victim on your way out. I can't listen to that. Don't play victim on your way out, saying the school's trying to screw me over and won't let me coach and finish what I started. You could finish what you started. Guess who made the decision not to? You did. Can't listen to that.
The fans are the ones who are kind of the collateral damage. Like, can Ole Miss rally around this and win some games in the playoff? Maybe. But my best guess is no. And what I mean by is that, like, if Kiffin were able to stick around and coach even after all of this, they probably would be better off. And now, like, you know, you have this magical year where you lose one game. You're, you know, you're a hair away from going to the SEC championship. As you put it, you're three wins away from a national title, and it's all, you know, foo-foo, boom, gone because of Kiffin and because of the university and the you-know-what match that's happening with it. The fans are the one that are suffering, and I do feel for Ole Miss. And if the Ohio State by somehow, some way gets knocked out of the playoff, Colin, I'll hitch the wagon to the running Rebels.
Yeah, you got to feel for the fan. And if you want to sit here and all the ESPN people, I know they're going to go on game day and talk about how you, if it was me, I would have let Lane Kiffin coach. Nonsense. Please. You've heard 1,000 different analogies from ESPN personalities all throughout the day. If you tell your wife, hey, you know what, I want to stay, as Scott Van Pelt put it, if I tell my wife that I'm more interested in the neighbor that she hates, but I want to stick with the kids and the family through the holidays, and he tells them that December 1st, what do you think the wife's going to do? You're thrown to the street. It's the same exact principle. You can't tell them that, hey, I want to go to the conference rival, but I want to coach for the next month. What? No. Leave. And hopefully this ignites something in the players. Hopefully this ignites something in that coaching staff. Because, hey, I don't know how the committee's going to handle it. I think you'll get a sense for it when the new rankings come out tomorrow. But if they give Ole Miss that home game, and chances are they should get one based on their merit and their resume, you want to talk about getting FSU'd. It's a 4-team playoff. It's a completely different situation. And if your team, FSU, got screwed, why would the committee do it again? Did they screw up the first time if you're an FSU fan? Oh, they did. So why should they do it again? So I can't listen to the FSU fan that's trying to argue for that. Number two is chances are Ole Miss is going to get a home game. There's a halfway decent chance that one of those teams could be James Madison or Tulane. That's a non-zero chance. Oregon, Ole Miss, those are the teams that are going to be the higher up home games. All right, so if Ole Miss gets a pretty easy first game, great. Then Ole Miss just has to win two.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. Now, I don't know how the committee's going to handle it.
And hang on. Who would they play, Tulane and or James
Texas.
Madison?
Or North Texas, yeah.
Well, two out of the three are in the same boat that their head coaches are going to be gone the year after.
Yeah, that's another joke. You're going to have three teams who are not going to have standing head coaches with their teams.
No, granted, James Madison, we got to see how it shakes out with the committee, number one, with Ole Miss, and also the conference championship weekends. What is it? If Tulane, how does James Madison get in again?
They need Duke to beat UVA.
Which is a godforsaken game. But like at the same time, you could have a couple of teams without their head coaches going into the year after. That is a problem.
And Ole Miss has already played Tulane. They won 45-10.
Do we need to see that? 45-10. Do we need to see that again?
I mean, hold on. They're going to get in. Now I'm for it. I want path of least resistance for Ole Miss. That's what I want. You want to talk about how to make a fan? All right, you found one. Pete Golding, I'm a part of it. Lock in, Rebels. Let's do it. I hope none of them go to the LSU. I hope none of them do. Because if I'm a player, I don't know how I'm motivated and or inspired by this head coach. What, he's edgy, he's funny, he's cool to the media? Fine. If I'm a player, the whole mantra around this is that you have coaches that go into your living room and sit and talk to your parents saying, I want what's best for your son. And he's going to do that. What gives you that impression that he really cares about that?
Lane, you made such a mess of this, partner. I don't know. You can't spin it any other way. Multiple times I've said on this program, and for the record, I'm a Lane Kiffin man. It's hard to say that today. How do you say it today?
I'm not
it's
a Lane impossible. Kiffin guy, period, anymore.
It's impossible. It's impossible to defend it. And honestly, I'm right there with LSU. I'm right there with LSU, too. This is the second time you're thieving a head coach. And forgive me for thinking it's going to end up in flames.
Yeah, LSU is just playing the system. You know, I have less blame towards them and more towards the coach. I have more towards the coach here. I really do. I'm anti Lane Kiffin. I'm a victim of the calendar.
They're also
Screw that. Also
giving him $90 million.
Yeah, right. $13 million. I understand. You want to take a pay raise and go. Well, don't walk out of there clamoring to the stands that you're being screwed by the calendar and Ole Miss.
You want to know
don't do that.
You want to know what Florida State fans are telling me today? How can LSU afford the Brian Kelly buyout and a $90 million contract to Kiffin, but they have to stick around with Mike Norvell? How does that make sense?
LSU's got more money than FSU.
And it's hard for them to swallow that pill.
Also, like, it's a much different standard of program.
Who would you rather be?
It's a much different standard of program.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is. I hear Florida State fans screaming through the radio.
That's fine. That's fine. You can scream all you want. You're not LSU. All right. So I'm not going to listen to that. All right. FSU has been under 500 for four of the last 6 years.
Dare I say, you might even be better off without Lane, honest to God, with how things are going.
You didn't get a lifer if you're LSU. You did not get a
might
lifer.
Even be, you might even be better
off. Yeah, because every other coach at LSU has been a lifer, right?
That's fine.
Might
like,
even
dude,
be
you guys
off.
Are nuts. You guys are, I don't
Christian,
know if you're ignoring the past
us,
20 years of college sports,
but
these players are not committing for the next 6 years of the life of universities.
That's fine. Well, I'm just saying, if I'm a player and I'm choosing a school to go to and I want to go play somewhere for 3 years, unless I'm under the impression I'm going to transfer three times, then fine. If I'm sitting there to talk about the development of my son, and I have a son that's going to get, please. And Lane Kiffin's going to sit in my living room and say, I want what's best for your son, please. I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, and that's come with me because I'm going to win games. And if I leave and you're good, I'm probably going to want to take you with me.
Guys never won its conference, by the way. Never's won its conference.
They were a tough conference to win in at Ole Miss.
Tough conference. Okay.
At Ole Miss, it is.
What's
if
Ole Miss?
He doesn't win at LSU, then we'll have the conversation.
Ole Miss is 11-1. They're 11-1.
So is Lane Kiffin doing a bad job or a good job?
He's doing a fine job. He's never won his conference. But he's a good coach. You can't tell me he's a great coach. What tells you that?
I just hang up.
What tells you that? He's been thrown out of every place he's ever been in. Every single one. He's been thrown out of every single place he's ever been in.
Who's done better at Ole Miss than Lane Kiffin?
That's fine.
Who's done better at FAU than Lane Kiffin?
It's fine. You want to run away with that? Great. He's been thrown out the door of every single one.
No, he hasn't. What are you talking? Are you?
What do you mean? What happens? USC, the tarmac incident. You want to talk about
that? Was
Alabama?
That was before
Tennessee.
Ole Miss, before
he
FAU.
On them.
So
Alabama saved him, threw him out the door, and then he goes fine. And then Ole Miss, they couldn't get him out of there faster. You had Pete Golding allegedly telling him, "This is not your office anymore. You got to take Lane Kiffin's on." Fine. Then don't walk out of there saying Ole Miss screwed me over, the calendar screwed me over, because that's what he did, and that's what all of his ESPN buddies and all the former coaches are trying to say.
Equating what happened in any of his previous spots to what happened at Ole Miss is crazy, because he chose to leave for LSU, and he wanted to complete the season with Ole Miss, and they said no. So I guess, he was being shown the door.
And then,
but Lane Kiffin broke up with Ole Miss.
Are you jumping over the fact that he had two planes in the runway saying, coaches, get on, and you're not offered a spot at LSU, trying to high mark the team and basically burn it out on his way out? Thankfully, some of the Ole Miss guys stood tough, and they had a guy in waiting. I give it Ole Miss credit. They definitely had this plan organized a couple weeks in advance. They'd promote Golding. But he tried to get those guys to get on a plane within 4 hours and leave the school high and dry when they got a game in 3 weeks.
Yeah, Ole Miss made it dirty. Lane didn't.
Nonsense! They made it dirty.
On,
what are you talking about? How so? Ole Miss should have puckered up and said you could coach the team.
Okay, puckered up as in give the team the best chance to win, I guess. Yeah.
Nonsense. What is better? Please.
What's better for this year is
Penn State's head coach. Penn State's head coach. They got a playoff game, but I'm going to go to Ohio State and after the 3 weeks, you're going to let that coach play. You're going
to
let that coach
I think that
nonsense.
My team's going to be better on Saturday. Yes, if my team's going
to
be better on Saturday,
I cannot listen to that. That is a load of crap. You're 100%
wrong. You want to strike when the iron's hot. You know when you're going to be in this spot again because you know who you're going to hire next.
Yeah, I can't listen to that. Well, they do know who they're going to hire yet. They've hired him. And hopefully he
Christian,
works.
You don't think it was a bad exit by Lane?
I don't think Lane is the one to blame. I think that blaming the calendar and blaming Ole Miss for making it a little bit messier than it had to be is.
He's a 50-year-old man talking about how he had to call Coach Carroll and pray to God for 4 hours. And then and what God told him and what Pete Carroll told him is to get the plane in the runway and tell the coaches you got 4 hours to decide on your livelihood. That's what God told you, Lane? A 50-year-old man, we're going to blame it on the calendar?
So every coach
they
that
get $10
leaves
million,
his job.
Hard for me to sympathize, Christian. Hard for me to sympathize.
So every coach that leaves his job just has to make sure it's as difficult as possible for them in year one. Is that what you're saying? Or that he just should not have left in general?
What did Kalen DeBoer did the same? He got there in January.
Yeah. And
that's the same caliber job. What happened there?
After going to a national championship too, by the way.
Right. He left in January. Wasn't crazy. That worked.
Is it impossible?
Did it work?
Is it impossible?
Probably Alabama was not better that year than we were.
You know what?
Four.
Does it hurt that signing day is next week? Yes. Do they have $30 million to make up for it? Yes. I can't sit here and listen to that.
He wanted to do both, and Ole Miss said, no, you cannot.
And he shouldn't have the right, because you don't have the right to do both. You're dead wrong there. I'm blown away. I'm not blown away that you're on this perspective, and you wouldn't say the same thing if it was Penn State. You're dead wrong.
I would.
You're
if I wanted to better my chance to win a national championship on a season.
Have some pride. Come on. You're talking about better your
chance.
Have
some pride. Ole Miss is where they are because of Lane Kiffin.
He is peeing on the program like this. He is embarrassing the program. This is a protected rival. that they're talking about. This is not moving that far up the totem pole. If anything has showed us anything, the NIL has evened out the amount that you could spend because all these teams have $10, $15, $20 million to run. LSU might have 30 instead of 20. Fine. But if there's one thing that NIL did do is it evened out the talent. There's a reason that Alabama's not 12-0 every year.
And there's another thing that NIL did. It further solidified that this is a business more than it is a developing young men into
better people. Then Ole Miss has every right to kick him out. Every right. You want to talk about the business?
Okay.
That's the business.
And they are choosing to lesser their chance at winning a national championship this year.
Now, I will agree with
They're hurting themselves long term. Because Lane Kiffin can sit there and continue collude and recruit every single player that's playing for him. And when all those guys pucker up and go over to LSU for bigger contracts and half the staff, Ole Miss is going to be sitting there with their pants down thinking, boy, where did we go wrong? Oh, wait, we let him coach for a month.
Yeah, I think they probably should have tried to work out an agreement there.
What type of agreement?
Of if you are playing for Ole Miss right now, you can't. If Lane, you want to stay, then you can't take anybody with
them. Who can enforce that? No, the NCAA? The NCAA's not enforcing that.
I don't know.
Ole Miss can't do anything.
It's one or the other. To Colin's point, Christian, it's either you run the risk of all the kids leaving and following Lane if you have a successful college football playoff campaign.
He's got a month to continue recruiting them.
Or
and then take the whole staff.
Or you do what Christian said and let him coach and you try to, you know,
good for
retain
Ole Miss.
The team after that.
Good for Ole Miss. I hope they win. Colin, I hope they win two games.
There was a fascinating back and forth by you two. And I just want to chime in with this. I blame both sides. I blame Lane and I blame Ole Miss. And then it sounds like no adults are in the room. And I also blame LSU.
I don't blame Ole Miss
one bit. I blame Ole Miss and Lane not being able to figure something out. And I also... Listen, Christian, like LSU, since 2019, they've been irrelevant. And forgive me for thinking that this is going to be another nightmare hire. This sounds like the old Lane Kiffin. This sounds like the Lane Kiffin that got the Tennessee job and it's just going to blow up in his face all over again. As you said, Kyle, he leaves fires in the rearview mirror. Like you think
it burns every place down the way out.
Like that's why I keep saying it's hard to defend Lane Kiffin today. You think he learned something after going to FAU? You think he learned something after coaching with Nick Saban? It's the same thing.
I can't.
It's the same thing.
There's no convincing me that he called Nick Saban and Saban told him to do that. There's no way. 888-760-3776 number to get into the program. That's 888-760-3776. We go to Stuart, Randy, and Stuart. Welcome into Russo and Rizzo. Randy, hello. What's going on?
Well. Think about the timing of everything. He was forced by Ole Miss to make the decision now.
Right.
Everybody was coming after him. Everybody was coming after him, and Ole Miss said, we need you to commit to us right now. So they never gave him a chance like DeBoer got to finish out the season.
Oh, hold on. Alabama didn't know that Saban was retired, so you got to keep that in mind.
Right.
Alabama, this was a January move because they had to replace Saban. LSU wants that coach in on December 1st because the signing day is in 2 days. That's probably you can't just say this is just Ole Miss forcing him to make a move. LSU was sitting there, hey, $90 million in a bag here. We need you next week.
And that's why I'm faulting them as well. But go ahead, Randy.
So lay out a scenario where he could have switched jobs, which you admitted that LSU is the better job. A scenario timeline-wise, how he could have done this with that.
Fair. If there is a best-case scenario on doing this, first of all, I don't think he can leave. Based on how the much success they've had, fine. If he really wanted to leave, and if it was that important to him to coach in the college football playoff, you'd tell LSU, I'll talk to you in a month. And if they say no, fine.
I totally get that.
And they say fine, then call their bluff.
Yeah.
Call their bluff. I'll talk to you in a month. If this is really that important, if Lane Kiffin's that important, go get John Summerall. I dare you. See what they say. That's what I would have done.
And let me prove that I'm the guy by going on a college football playoff run. That's why I say, boys, both sides, all three. I say both. No, three of them. LSU, Ole Miss, and Lane are all at fault.
And Randy, can I fault him for taking the better job? I can with the timing, but I guess I understand that it's a bigger job. I admit that. But what I can say is I can't sit here and act sympathize for Lane Kiffin when he sits there and says, oh, I wanted to coach. I tried to coach. I wanted to be there for the guys. My heart's in Oxford. That is such a load of crap. Nobody buys that.
I don't sympathize with him either as far as that goes. But I agree with him. He wants to win national championships, and he's got the better chance at LSU. And that,
but Randy, why coach? Randy, you're 11-1. You're the sixth overall seed. Why coach? Why coach if you're going to walk away here?
What are the odds right now on LSU or excuse me, Ole Miss winning?
Would you make?
They're not high.
You want to do the odds-on favorite game? Fine. Do they have a fighter's chance? Yes or no?
Yeah, if everything falls
so
in their favor.
What are we talking about? They're going to get a home game. So there's a good likelihood that they're going to get a home game and a winnable game at that, and they'll have a chance to play in that second game. There's a chance. I don't think that's – I mean, you're a couple wins away. Appreciate the call, Randy. I understand his point. You're trying to think objectively here, but there is a subjectivity that goes into a decision like that. To sit here and say that he could have both, of course I could judge him for that. Of course I could criticize him for that because I think it's wrong. Leaving Ole Miss like that.
If you're Ole Miss, you let Lane coach not for Lane, but for the team. Like you owe it for everyone on that roster to try to win a championship.
I make an argument
year.
10 out of 10 times that is the worst part. That will not do them as much good as you think.
It's the SEC.
Everybody would
know
he's out of town, and everybody's going to be recruited while they're doing that. And you don't act like that's not going to happen, especially with Lane. And he would recruit every single one of those guys that he wants to keep around to LSU in the middle of preparing for that college football playoff game. I'd make an argument that they'd be even more split focused. I'd make an argument, and I don't understand. If people want to say no to that, I don't understand what you're thinking about. His mind's on LSU. He was hanging out with the number one overall recruit in his LSU office yesterday.
Yeah, we know how things go, too, guys. They were never led. Christian, is it the right move? Probably. But you know how petty these SEC teams are.
It would not have been the right move. Good for Ole Miss.
You like it.
Good for, absolutely.
You like it.
Have a little pride. This is a rival you're talking about.
Listen, Colin put it in perspective for me, Christian. When he asked you about Penn State. So I'm going to put myself in your shoes. If Ryan Day wanted to leave for Penn State going into a college football playoff, I probably would say get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out.
I would say get the hell out.
Hardline, let's see what you got.
It's different
from Ohio State because you have guys that have been in a spot before and had more success than him before.
Can't make that argument.
But if I...
Same thing flipped.
Let's theoretically say I'm the lesser team here and Penn State is the more superior team, but that rivalry is still there, I'm still saying get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out.
I'm probably saying that. But with clear eyes, the right move would probably be to let him coach. But we all know that's not
the
how
right,
this
that,
works.
I wouldn't even make the argument. That's not
this
the right
isn't,
move.
This was never.
That's not the right move.
That's wishful thinking.
You're going to split apart that team like you wouldn't believe.
It's guys, in the end of the day, it was never happening. Ole Miss hates LSU. LSU hates Ole Miss. Ole Miss has a chance to screw over a rival. They're okay. Jumping all over it.
Okay, when Lane said, I'm not going to extend with Ole Miss, that was the ultimatum set by Ole Miss. Indicating that he's not going to be here next year.
Ole Miss said they'd match anything he'd get. They'd match that. They said that.
And they also found out he was in bed with LSU. I'm speculating there.
Hold on. His decision, let's call it, we see it. His decision was not made on Saturday. He was trying to find a workaround to do both.
Yes.
He wanted to go to LSU. But, I would make an argument 3 weeks
but
ago.
But he when did we not did make report. That decision at the time of which he had to make that decision until... Ole Miss told Lane Kiffin, hey, sign here long term or you're gone. Thank you very much for your services. Ole Miss didn't have to do that.
They absolutely had to do that because LSU, keep in mind, you think LSU, we haven't even gotten LSU's thoughts on this. You think LSU would have let him coach? I think it's one thing to see if Lane would. I think LSU would say, we're paying you $90 million.
You come here right now.
Yeah, you're here.
Are you kidding me?
Ultimatum.
Having your next head coach winning playoff games in the SEC, albeit with a different team, I think that that'd be pretty good recruiting tool for LSU.
LSU has money. They don't need the recruiting tool. It's LSU. They don't need the recruiting tool because, look at our guy coaching at Ole Miss. They don't need
the report from On3.
They need the Ole Miss coach there talking to the player.
The report from On3 is that they're going to be depositing $30 million into the roster for Lane year in.
Yeah, fine. But to sit here and say that Ole Miss is wrong for not letting him coach, I can't even fathom that. Have a little pride. This is a prideful program.
I can't fault him. Do I think the right move is to let him coach? Probably, but I can't fault him. I don't look at Ole Miss and go, shame on you. The point I'm trying to make is I don't look at Ole Miss and go, yeah, you made the wrong move, shame on you.
Because they're still
going to
win a playoff game. They're still going to win a playoff game. They're 11-1.
Okay, you can't say that for certainty.
Fine. When they get matched up with James Madison, they're going to be a 17.5-point favorite. All right, then we can have a conversation. If they lose to James Madison, you know what? I will bow down and say I'm sorry.
Is that the goal of the season for Ole Miss, is to win a playoff game?
Well, clearly the goal for Lane Kiffin wasn't to win at all because he left.
Goal for Lane Kiffin was to get to the next stage, apparently.
That's it.
Well, if it was up to Lane Kiffin, he would have left after the playoff.
And hang on,
that
another,
was the goal for
another,
Lane
another good point Colin made. Who was it? Randy from Stewart? He said, "Then you know, this is why you coach, to get
why
to these
coach?
Big positions.
That's it. Why
you
coach?
Lost one
why
game
coach?
And you're 3 games away from
you're
a national championship.
You're a couple
championship.
Wins away.
There's something
wins
to be
away.
Said there.
Why coach?
There's something to be said there.
Why
and
do this?
That's why I go back to both sides are at fault. This is the best season Ole Miss has had in 30 years, and this is the best season Lane Kiffin has ever had as a head coach. And you somehow find a way to screw it up. And who's the one getting, you know, caught in the middle of it? The damn fans.
Good for
the
Lane.
The fan base.
Good for Lane. He's sacrificing
for what?
Here. I'm sure he would love to be coaching.
Good for Lane.
No,
for
he
what?
He's
please,
sacrificing
please,
here.
For
please.
What?
He's just contrarying from
no,
the point
I'm
of
not.
It.
No, I'm not. I'm happy for Lane Kiffin. He's getting
play,
a dream
please.
Job right
you're
now.
Completely
and he's paying the price for
you
it.
You would never think this with a Penn State coach.
Yes, I would.
You never in 1,000 years. Never. Not even a question in my mind. There was no way. If you're a proud fan, a true fan, please, not listen to that. Oh, I'm going to Ohio State. Give me a month. And then all of a sudden, all the Penn State staff and Penn State players go to Ohio State. You're caught there with your pants down. What do you think they're going to say then?
If he gave Penn State something no one has ever had before,
please.
I think I would
it's
be
more
thankful.
Embarrassing in that position than it would be in the previous one, in the what Ole Miss is currently in. Ole Miss looks better here. Lane looks bad. There's a reason that same beat reporter who everybody was pounding on Saturday for the comments he made in reference to Lane not being turned into a housewife. And now all of a sudden everybody's on that guy's team because Lane proved that Lane is all about himself. And I understand it's a coach's sport. Coaches are egotistical. Coaches are mostly narcissists. Coaches care about themselves. But Lane is trying to sit here saying, I'm trying to win championships. But you're walking away when you have an opportunity to do that.
3 games away.
Tell me he's being forced at the door. He chose this.
By the way,
he's choosing to leave the job. Yes, obviously.
Yes.
He's choosing
yes.
at the time you wanted
Done.
To leave the job.
That's your choice. You make your choices. Own the consequences. You think pros and cons. You don't think he knew this? Pros and cons of this job. All right, LSU, I got more resources to play with. I got a bigger contract. Cons is I will never coach Ole Miss again when Ole Miss, we put together an 11-1 season. He knew this.
That's next season. It's not like he's asking to coach LSU last week.
Well, hold on. This contract's signed, is it not? It's December 1st.
It wasn't signed until Ole Miss forced him to re-sign and extend.
Of the decision that he made. This is him.
Okay, Lane just got to lie then. I guess that's going to be the case.
It wouldn't work. Everybody would know you're double agenting for LSU. You think that would work? No way.
Okay, clearly. So Ole Miss is the aggressor here.
So Christian's on the side of Ole Miss should just suck it up and let Lane be the coach.
Like you're on the side. This is not a group of 4 team that is on the outside coaching the American. This is not that. This is an SEC school that is going to get a home game in the college football playoff. Okay, listen to that.
Okay. Hang on, Christian. Colin is on the side that Lane is wrong here and good for Ole Miss. They have pride. They're not going to let him coach. What I'm saying here is they are both wrong and they let the best season they've had in 30 years basically go to waste now. And listen, can they rally around it? Fine. Can these players and help me out with the coach, Pete Golding? Petey boy? Are they going to be able to figure it out? Maybe. But in the end of the day, these two entities, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, got in the way of their best season in 30 years. Lane's best career as a coach, Ole Miss's best season since what, Eli Manning? I mean, come on, guys. I am here for the fan today. I am here for the Ole Miss fan that is the collateral damage here. And don't forget about Emperor Palpatine and LSU, who's stealing another coach that's going to blow up in their face like the second Death Star. I can't listen to this. I'm on LSU, too. I don't think LSU is getting a free pass here. This is the second time they're stealing a coach. Second time. They did it with Brian Kelly at friggin' Notre Dame.
When you get all the game day guys going, well, they should let him coach. Nonsense. They're all talking because they got the same agent as Lane. Look him up, Jimmy Sexton. They all got the same agent. It's a PR tour trying to make Lane to be out to be the victim. Lane has made his own decision, and now he's facing said consequences of this, and I can criticize that. And Christian is making it seem like the school is at fault because they stood their ground when a coach wanted to, in hindsight, take a dump all over their entire program.
And me, I'm in the damn middle. Shame on both of them, and I feel for an Ole Miss fan today.
Go to New Jersey, Colonna, New Jersey. Welcome in. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys, listen. The problem is Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin has a history and has a reputation. Because I think if it was any other coach, yes, they might have hit on it, but it wouldn't be this blown up, all right? And there has been a precedent set in the past 1976, Johnny Majors, coach of Pitt, number one ranked, about to play Georgia in national championship. He takes the Tennessee job in December, and they still let him coach in the championship game. He wins the national title, and then he leaves next day for Tennessee. Johnny Majors, listen, he was a great guy, great coach, and he wins his alma mater. So no harm, no foul, and they live the national championship. Lane Kiffin has a bad history. If he didn't have the bad history and his bad reputation, I don't think it'd be so blown up like the way it is right now.
I tend to agree. I think the fact that Lane Kiffin is a big personality, appreciate the call, Cologne, that is part of the reason why we're playing this whole charade, is because we know that Lane Kiffin, well, this is what he does. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. If anybody wants to say anything other than that, please enlighten me. Give me one example of Lane Kiffin acting selflessly in place of his university or players. He hasn't once.
Both sides are trying to play victim here. Both sides. It's an ugly situation. They couldn't come to a compromise, and now both sides are blaming each other. The fan is the one that suffers, Colin.
If you've been in a car accident, truck accident, suffered a slip and fall, my friends Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, the type to fight for you. They don't even charge you unless you win. They work tirelessly to get you the maximum compensation that you deserve. Listen, they're the best in the business for a reason. Why settle for just any attorney? Demand Anajar and Levine today, because that's the difference between Anajar and Levine. Take that one phone call. Take back control of your life. Don't wait. Call with a free consultation today. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Take back control now with Anajar and Levine. Why coach? Why coach? You're right there. Why coach? What are you doing this for? Money? Fine. Don't say the school is screwing you over. You just made this move because of money. You didn't make this move because of opportunity. You didn't make this school. I mean, LSU has done a whole lot of nothing since Burrow. So let's keep that in mind.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And what makes, and listen, if Lane doesn't fit into expectations, a la year three, not in the college football playoff, it's going to be the same thing all over again. And don't forget, LSU is being sued by Brian Kelly because they don't want to give him the guaranteed cash. Keep all this in mind. That's why I said LSU is the silent third party nobody's talking about here.
Can't sit here and say, I'm being screwed over by my school. Can't do that. Not when you made that decision. Consequences for your actions. You're a 55-year-old man. Own up to it. Russo and Rizzo, 888-760-3776. Who do you blame more in this situation? Do you blame Lane Kiffin for making this move at this point in time? Do you blame Ole Miss for giving him basically a this way or the highway? Or do you blame LSU for trying to poach a school or school's coach in the middle of the said season? Or is everybody to blame? Let us know. 888-760-3776. Number to get into the program. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Kane is in the building.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Not quite. Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. 888-760-3776, number to get into the program. You blame Lane Kiffin more for this saga? Do you blame the college football calendar? Do you blame Ole Miss? Or do you blame LSU? Who's to blame here? Where do you sort of put together in that pie chart? Me personally, I'm anti-Lane Kiffin here. I can't listen to the victim routine after it's your decision to go and take the other job when it's a in-conference rival. But when you want to get your blood pressure checked, and if you want to make sure that you're on the health side, on the right side of the in the green, if you will, you can go over Men's Only Medical.
I'll tell you what, yes, no, they won't. Doc Al's our guy. Doc Al's our guy here on the show, and that is Doc Al from Men's Only Medical. Folks, I ate like a degenerate during Thanksgiving, but guess what? I made sure I made the preventative steps to be able to do that, meaning I'm on a nutrition and weight management plan with Men's Only Medical. I told Doc Al, I go, Doc, I'm probably going to be eating a lot over the break. He goes, Mike, it's a holiday. You put in the hard work before the holidays so you can enjoy Thanksgiving with your family and eat like an absolute degenerate. But at the same time, guys, I'm preventing things from happening 20, 30, 40 years down the line. When you join Men's Only Medical and the concierge healthcare service that Doc Al provides, you get Doc Al's personal number. All right, this is a, say you got something going on. He's your primary doctor as well when you join Men's Only Medical. Say you got something going on, you got to see a doctor immediately. It's not waiting a week. It's not waiting, hell, a couple of days. Doc Al could have got me in there as soon as the same day when I wanted to get some medical attention. That's the kind of service you're getting. They also do hair loss solutions. They do skin assessments, heart evaluations. You know, some of the best cardiovascular services that are offered here in South Florida. It is the one-stop shop for men. You look around South Florida, you see all of the great services that women have, all the women's healthcare centers. This is ours. The boys, baby. This is ours here in West Palm Beach over with Doc Al at Mentally Medical. Go visit them, 2400 North Dixie Highway, or go to mentallymedical.com. But I'm a big in-person guy. Walk in there. Go over to Doc Al at 2400 North Dixie. Tell him Riz sent you. I'm telling you guys, usually at this time, I'm behind the eight ball after how much food I ate during Thanksgiving. That is not the case here because of my guy at Doc Al over at Men's Only Medical.
888-760-3776, number to get into the program. Who do we blame more in the Lane Kiffin saga? That he's taken the LSU job, but he's no longer allowed to coach the Ole Miss team in the college football playoff. We'll start with the mail side of things. Jack the Mailman is on Russo and Rizzo. Jack, welcome in. What's up?
Well, good to hear from you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
All right. Real quick, right? I don't blame Kiffin, and I don't blame LSU, right? And Ole Miss, yeah, I would have let them go. No, I don't want to recruit my old guys. But the NCAA, right? Let me ask you a question. When is it signing, like, when do we get it signed with other teams? To sign it, like, that day, or it's open all year.
So, Jack, you're saying the NCAA needs to change its calendar. I think everybody agrees with you, but this is just how the landscape is at the moment. It's the most lawless place in the entire world, the fact that this is even allowed. I agree there. I don't think anybody's on the other side of that. But, I mean, so you're going to sit here, and after this whole saga, all this gossip and the drama, you're going to sit here and say the higher powers to blame, the NCAA?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure when the date is, right? But they should make it 2 or 3 days after national championship where coaches can change, right, sign with other teams. I feel bad for Ole Miss. I think Kiffin did them wrong. I really do. You know, you don't do this before you're getting in the playoffs, but that's what it is.
That's the world. Appreciate the call, Jack. Thank you for chiming in. 888-760-3776. He's right. Three days after the national championship, you open up the floodgates.
It sounds like he's with me in the sense of it's a shame that things won't be able to get figured out. But in the end of the day, maybe you got to blame the system. Maybe the system is here to blame. But also, egos got in the way. Lane's ego got in the way. Ole Miss's ego got in the way. And listen, I still think LSU's ego is still there, too. I mean, you know, they look at their rival Ole Miss. They have a chance to take their head coach. They're not losing any sleep over that. If anything, they're enjoying.
They don't have a game to prepare for.
They are enjoying with what is going on there. They are the silent third party right now.
I completely agree. John in Jensen Beach joins the program. John, welcome in. What's going on?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Yeah, Jack the Mailman kind of took my thoughts there, but absolutely dropped the ball. The NCAA has absolutely dropped the ball on all this. The moment that they expanded to 12-team playoff, that's going to last, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it's going to be, they had to see this coming, right? And it has to be addressed as part of the whole structure of the 12-team playoff. It's not meaningless bowl games now that coaching staffs are vacating, right? We're talking about deciding the national champion with teams that are, and there's multiple teams. I guess you mentioned that Tulane, North Texas situation. They're going to let the coaches coach throughout the playoffs there because one of those teams is making the playoffs and they don't have a coaching staff possibly, right? There's going to be multiple teams in the college football playoff. And James Madison could make the playoffs, by the way, if Virginia beats or Duke beats Virginia because they're not going to let a five-loss team in the playoffs. So you could have possibly four teams in the playoffs without their coaches. I mean, come on, NCAA, where are you? Are you not seeing ahead here?
Now, this I completely agree on. So you're right. We could sit here and say if we have the first round of the NCAA, that December 19th, December 20th, the first game in the next three, without the teams in bye, you might have James, and I'm going to root for Duke to beat UVA, by the way, because I want the chaos. You could have James Madison, whose coach is going to be going to UCLA. You're going to be having either the winner of North Texas and Tulane, both of whose coaches are going to bigger programs after they're done. And then you have Ole Miss, who's not even going to have their offensive staff on the sideline, or at least some of it, their offensive staff on the sideline. If there is not a Lane Kiffin rule that is enacted after this season, and they're helpless. It's a helpless governed organization.
But two things. Number one, the ACC championship is a godforsaken matchup. Number two, you saw last year, the college football playoff, they fixed the seeding. That's the thing that they fixed after. They saw, oh my God, we can't have a team like Ohio State being the whatever seed and getting that kind of matchup. We can't have Oregon, the Big Ten champion, facing off against Ohio State in their first game and losing. That's what they fixed last year. I hope this year what the playoff fixes is the calendar. I mean, that's the thing that is wrong. Obviously, we got to see the games be played and everything. But before we even play a snap in the college football playoff, this is the issue. I think this is going to be the talk of the offseason of how do you fix teams who are having great years, who are don't have any head coaches or coaching staff anymore because they're all leaving for greener pastures. You move the date later on to who is it? Who is it we just had on the air? You move to it.
John and Jensen.
Yeah, Johnny with a great call. You move to it. All right, you move the calendar at a later date, and you let things get figured out afterwards. You fixed the seating last year. That was the problem with it the first year. Now the problem is the coaching staffs and the calendar. What else can you make? I mean, obviously, maybe you can make it. If Duke wins, you're going to have a 5-loss team in the playoff. That could be an issue.
It would be top-ranked conference champion. James Madison will get that bid.
It's a god, gosh.
12, it would be 13-1.
So Duke, you see the problem with that, though. Duke is playing for absolutely nothing, then, in a sense.
That's if they a win, they're playing scenario. For nothing. Regardless. It was a 4-team tie. They had the most conference wins.
You see what I'm trying to get to here. Yeah, I do. The problem last year was seeding. The coaching issues is the problem this year that needs to be addressed.
If there's not a Lane Kiffin rule at the end of the year, I don't know what, with a helpless.
Like a Tuck rule, like helpless, a Tom Brady Tuck
helpless
rule?
Helpless organization. A helpless organization of some governing body. If there was not a Lane, it happened to Kevin Willard at Maryland. We pounded Kevin Willard at Maryland. I want to go take Villanova. Well, why coach the games? Why be here? Well, why play this game?
And he also.
And granted, the season was over a week later.
Right.
You could have saved this. You know, college. If you're in college basketball, you're alive 3 weeks. You're alive. All right. You're not. This is a month and a half process that we're now entering. It's the most avoidable problem in the history of problems. Push to college football. A letter of intent signing day, which is coming up this week here in Palm Beach County, and move the coaching carousel. I had a problem with when Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn were taking interviews before they gave up 58 points to the Washington Commanders at home.
In a game they should have won, a rookie quarterback.
In a game they let a rookie quarterback walk all over them, and Aaron Glenn's defense was nowhere to be found because he was too busy putting together a staff for the Jets. Mm-hmm. I had a problem with it then. There's a free agency for players in the NFL. Why isn't there a free agency period for coaches? I don't understand. You can fire them, fine. You could drop a player. But you can't make a move like that until the offseason.
Right, and if we're going to sit here, I saw Nate Burleson have a pretty good take of, you know, we're on the young men who are jumping ship constantly. The coaches are doing the same thing. It's the same exact thing that's happening right now. The coaches are doing the same thing the players are. Called it the lawlessness. It really is. You've never seen anything like it.
You're right, and the players will just hightail it and leave. And you know what? These guys are looking to get millions of dollars, I get it. A lot of these coaches already make great money. I think if it was making $8 million, Ole Miss would have matched it. This is not a money thing. It's a prestige thing. It's funny. We have one team in the playoff. This is where you want to be. All right, well, my goal, John Summerall's goal as the head coach of Florida is to bring Florida or turn him around and bring him to the playoff. That's the goal, right?
That's the goal. Correct. Get him back to relevance.
That was Lane Kiffin's goal. Lane Kiffin got him around to the playoff. Now I'm going to leave this team that's in the playoff in hopes of turning around this other team that hasn't made the expanded playoff and hasn't made the playoff since Burrow. That's the goal. Am I getting that right?
6 years. It's been 6 years since LSU's been relevant.
I mean, and they have money. They have big-time talent in Louisiana. Get it.
And apparently Brian Kelly was supposed to be the one that got him over the hump.
Why coach? Why coach?
That's a dumpster fire.
Why coach?
They're, by the way, Kelly, once again, I'm going to keep reminding you this. Kelly is suing LSU, but LSU somehow has $90 million to throw to Lane Kiffin.
Go get started at F45 downtown West Palm Beach location. Find a studio near you online at F45. It's a functional style of working out, 45-minute classes in and out. You show up for classes in the morning or in the afternoon, two coaches on set making sure you're doing everything properly, and you feel mobile. You feel good after. You get a sweat going. You feel good about the rest of your day because you can attack it with the mobile and flexible training that F45 has to offer. A bunch of like-minded fitness individuals. Go meet some like-minded fitness people, have some good times, and listen to some music while working out. That's F45. Check them out today, F45 downtown West Palm Beach on Instagram. Well, 5 and 5 on the other side, the 5 p.m. hour of Russo and Rizzo, presented by Good Week Moving and Storage, coming up after this on ESPN 106.3.